Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio.
Hey,
Lark.
Yeah. Here we are.
Caregiver Corner.
You know, something new.
Yeah, I saw the note come across. I saw Red Ball Jets. I was talking about earlier this morning.
Oh.
And I thought that was that Benny the Jet wore these shoes in Sandlot.
Really?
But he wore PF Flyers.
Oh, those were next.
That was a different deal, but similar shoe.
Along the line.
Similar shoe
you
going
got
on. And so what are we doing? We're tying shoes to our...
It's
our
not loose associating. It's analogy.
Okay. All right. Catch up with the analysis here, everybody. Red Ball Jets. I remember the shoes.
Yes.
Before Air Jordans infected youngsters with the hysteria for footwear, Red Ball Jets were there. These were the only canvas sneaker to put on your feet in the glorious carefree days of adolescence.
And summer. Red Ball Jets. To say the name was honorable, respectful. It evoked sport, the game, and most of all, Tim, speed. When you pulled those canvas sneakers out of the box, brand new and smelling of pungent rubber, it was almost a crime to put them on your feet. But you couldn't wait to slip into your Red Balls. And girls, too. We all had to have gym shoes for school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The commercials really boasted. Hey, kids, get Red Ball Jets. You'll run like the wind.
Yeah.
You'll jump in giant bounding leaps.
Wouldn't it be great? Now, here's the analogy. If we had a magic pair of caregiver shoes we could put on and run like the wind, preform caregiving feats with ease and finesse. But, you know, in reality, life doesn't usually work like that. And as one author shares, she calls herself the crony's daughter. In the first grade, she begged her mom to buy a pair of Red Ball Jets instead of the white pointy one, the shoes, you know, that we girls wore in the 60s. I did anyway.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You guys had cool shoes.
Yeah. At first, mother said no, but eventually she gave in, and they went downtown to shop for her new school shoes and gym shoes. She remembers the little red dot on the heel of the shoes.
Yeah.
They were going to make it possible for her, a regular girl, to do anything at all she could ever want to do.
Yeah. With great expectations, she put on the tennis shoes and went outside. She knew these shoes were only for the gym. And that's true. Do you remember that? We can only wear shoes in the gym.
I know.
Yeah. But there was no way that she could have waited. And when she started to run across the backyard and try out some leaps, nothing magical happened.
No. Not only did she perform the same as always, and kind of in that mediocre middle range.
That'd be me.
But the shoes were stiff and they were uncomfortable. She was a sadder but wiser first grader.
Yeah, and think about this. Being a caregiver has its ups and downs, and there really is no magic red dot fix. And a caregiver's wisdom is a learned experience. You know, often one discovery at a time. So trusted information from a reliable source leads to mastering skills, no gimmicks or pitches.
Mm-hmm. And where can caregivers get that trusted information, as we always talk about?
That's right, at NorthIowaSageLink.com.
NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Do you remember the Red Ball Jet commercial on Captain Kangaroo? Or was that me thinking it up in my mind?
No.
Or was it on Cartoon Saturday?
It could have been on Captain. You know, I don't know.
I don't think Mr. Green Jeans wore Red Ball Jets.
No, Mr. Green Jeans did not wear Red Ball Jets. And I don't.
Bullwinkle. Or, no, Grandfather Clock. There we go.
The grandfather clock. Well, I know the grandfather clock didn't wear red dot shoes. Nor did I wear.
Didn't you get a pair?
No.
Either. No, me either.
No, it was. Yeah, there were five of us kids that were.
Little spandies.
And, you know, back in the day, it was.
Did you wear high tops?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You had to wear high tops. And I can remember getting low cut shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably sixth, seventh grade or whatever it was. That was cool.
Ooh, that was a step up.
That was cool. Yeah, but you were talking about wearing the shoes and staying in a gym?
Yeah.
But if you went outside?
You had to change your shoes.
Oh, man. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
But I had to wash my shoes. Oh. I'd wash the bottom. I can remember washing the bottom of the shoes.
so I wouldn't get caught.
Well, we don't want to get caught doing that.
No.
Don't want to be the bad guy.
But wouldn't that be neat if we could just snap our fingers, put on some caregiver shoes, and be brilliant? But
well, you can do that.
Well,
you,
yeah.
You. Thanks for wearing your red ball shoes in here today.
You're welcome.
Lark, great to see you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Lark Trigstad with us on our Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO.